Sometimes you might just want to ask yourself, how manage? We'll be saying inside all the countries for this world where they for bomb me. Now for Nigeria, I come pop up. It's just like drawing the worst straw in life. You understand? Like the most horrible place, one of the most horrible places on earth. A person for Fidi. A Nigerian, a Kondi. Now, like this, I believe last week when I was recording the podcast, I said there was no light. Even now, like this, that I'm still recording, no light. And let's not even start with light, because light own, I feel I say light every episode. I'll talk about light. Like, regardless of what I'm talking about, in one way or the other, Nigeria will be happening. And you just gas talk about Nigeria, you know. So that one day. But I think the main thing that is on everyone's lips today, the main discussion, I think the main atmosphere throughout this 2023 will just be all about this election. You know, beginning of 2023, it was the election that is coming, even before 2023. Since 2020, I remember during that, everyone say Hensas. My almighty Yoruba H factor from where I know no one come out. But if you remember during that NSAS time, people were motivated now. After the whole thing was up for Lekki Tollgate and the whole, you know, Togri and everything, the consummate people will chill. The general election is coming 2023. I can remember 2020 then, man. I was seeing it like, oh boy, 2023 foul. Hey, can we survive 2 more years? You understand, can't you? As if the war will end. But we're patient. The whole thing about go and get your PVC, sensitization. We went through everything. We went through that. Even the hard times, the horrible news that we had to hear. People dying, killings. In short, there was one time in Nigeria, we say every day, you would hear bandits don't enter here. They don't kidnap Suzu people. They don't. Like, psychologically, Nigerians, we need help. Almost everybody. Like, the kind of things we hear on the daily basis, it don't do for everybody to get shrink. Because mentally, what everyone has to go through, in one way or the other, this country is just affecting you. So we went through all this, even the whole Naira issue. The whole idea was to make Nigerians rely less on cash, you know. Everybody start the adopt cashless policy. So the whole thing was going, the thing began, deadline. May everybody go drop your money, get that kind of thing. Everybody bank the choke. At the end of the day now, we are back to square one. No? And that is where we are in Nigeria. Today is the governorship election. Everywhere apart from Abuja. And that's where I am like this now. We will not get election for here now. Now states wise, now then they do election. So the atmosphere for Abuja here just day like every other normal day, except for the exception of now where I live is close to the boundary with another state, and you know the road there leading to the other state, people just they follow our own road because the main road, the main express, and close them. So I just waiting make our own road was very busy today, but the atmosphere in general, sure, based on seeing no election, everybody just the, you know, it was just like a chill Saturday, for the exceptions of no weddings. I don't see any wedding or any kind up and down like that. So all in all, sure, APJ been day chill, but I think the state, the main highlight of today was Lagos, and I also saw something from Bauchi State too. So. But my Lagos own, like, it's not so. I mean, that Lagos own. People, they even talk to me and just cancel the election for Lagos. And I can see why people will see that. Because some polling units, imagine, like, INEC officials not even did there. You get one where I mean, they even watch for Arise TV. It's like their own materials, talks, can disrupt the polling unit. INEC officials can say, don't go recalibrate the viewers. Just some kind stuff like that we go just they see. Like gone to this so lawless so. Like see, nothing they work. You understand? There's nothing working. Like anything that you actually think you are doing in Nigeria, that is the right thing. All of a sudden, some people just make you realize that, oh boy, in Nigeria, do all this due process thing. Man, people came out and were openly saying that if you are not voting for a certain party, you will not come this polling unit. That was in Lagos. And police been did there. So many videos were seen. I could see the police did there. Some like you know fee. Waiting to and talk. They've already bought, they've already paid. So the whole situation of people are getting flogged though. People were getting flogged out of their polling unit. Again, one guy video where I see for TikTok. Say it was just like he couldn't even believe it. Even one elderly man said, then lace the man if he's in body. Serious flogging. I saw other videos too that they were flogging people at their polling units. And you have security men there, like all these people, just helpless. And that's just Lagos. The one I saw in Bauchi State was someone was clearly buying votes. And there were some policemen too standing there. It's just they observe as the whole thing. It was giving them this new Naira note, the green one, 500. And they give them additional, say maybe like 2K or 3K. And they line up. Shall last, they'll go vote their mind. Or at least that's what we expect from them. So, man, all these serious issues are clearly like it happened, kuro kuro. It's not hidden. But still, I don't know how, because now, sha, I never still they hear any results yet. Although I see, say, like Oyo State, they don't they do coalition, but something like that. But I don't really know. I haven't heard much from any of the news outlets saying who and who is winning or who is leading. So please. But so far, sha, just Instagram updates we get, and I'm sure maybe by Tuesday. At least for the state level, we should know who and who are leading in various states. So the governorship election, man, is just sad. I saw ballot boxes thrown. Okay, I'm seeing one post here. Edo State. This one, did they count Koro Koro video? Did they show, man? Koro Koro. The guy snatched the ballot papers around. Now, what the hell is this name? Man, everywhere is just electoral violence. So. And they call officer, the officer no fee do anything. Yeah, that's just the state of the election of today. I don't know what the outcome will be. I don't know if people agree. People can't even agree with this kind of result because some people are being marginalized, they're not allowed to vote. Like even the presidential himself man never even agree on that and finish. So that has to depend. It's just sad what's happening in this country, honestly. And with the elections going on, we still have our issue of cash and you know the whole thing with bank doing transfer and all those stuff. I don't know if you noticed this past few weeks, but if you do transfer for morning, just noticing that for evening 9 they will say alert. Or you will receive alerts. They are trying to, like, when I want to do cashless policy, but the system is not smooth enough for people to adopt this policy. If I even go bank now, safe to open bank account, as you just go there, they seek you, your body go weak. Sometimes you go just even go bank. Like, I don't even pray for anything now, make it carry me go bank. Because I know I'm going to suffer that day. You should just dedicate that day. To going to fix your problem. I don't know the situation of banks now, Sha, but I just believe still, boy. Because me, sometimes I see the queue. I will just see her from far. I will say, man, see this kind of parade. Yeah. I just hope That's the only thing now can just do. Like, I hope that the right leader will take the office and actually bring change to the country. Because not only right leadership now, if you can fix this thing. Like, nothing like, let's move on or anything. You don't really spoil, go far. The only thing is just right leader now. Like, the right leader is not an option. Not just waiting the country need now like this. Like, right leadership in certain places. If you can't have that, I don't see anything moving forward or progress. A scam. I'm telling you. So, man, that's just the shitty nature of our country now. And because of this POS issue now and this whole transfer something, even Okada now, they collect transfer. And the transfer itself now they collect. Some they very skeptical. You get a person who enter motor with me the other day. We enter public transport one time in Abuja. Then the guy just tell the driver, I said, well, even that transfer they do. Boy, the guy said they do transfer for when they pick up. I know how funny thing. Let me tell the driver, I say, ah, no fear, no OP are the use now. No, I go see your transfer, all this kind of thing. All these OP users like they feed themselves, like say, now they don't get good network pass. So, you can enter inside Moto. Moto just they move. The guy they do. I don't know that because you don't see Nigeria. You know, see Nigerian network, feed cast you. Embarrass you, so maybe not to be so pretty. But luckily, as we just they reach the bus stop for area one, as we just they reach because well, the driver don't the vex. So, me, if I did those kind of situation, even though not be me or directly, I could feel kind of, boy. Well, luckily, as we just reach the bus stop, then the thing just go and just see the transfer. So, yeah, he was able to get off the hook from that one. But because of this cashless policy now, people know they even to get trust. Like, their faith in this transfer team why they shake. People, they collect the transfer, like, just because they know they don't get choice. And they need the money. You understand? Like, in this case, I'm not saying that some people don't really see the benefit of transfer. Because that one, they say people, they, like, even me, I would prefer you send money to my account. Get. But I'm just saying some people now, that trust in say, you do me transfer, especially business people, you do me transfer, how sure am I that I'll see the money? You sure say it's not going to do reversal? Yeah, because me now, self, I get reversal with person where they expect it is supposed to send down to me. Up to now, sure, I don't know. Me, they don't really debit me. The person say never see money. And the thing just they hang me. So, now, self, I can't even tell if the person have seen the money or not. You understand? So now they can't trust issues with that way they because of all this whole transfer stuff. I don't know if Nigeria will get to the point where we'll have smooth transfer. I know we can get there. But even with our 5G network up till now, we still get transfer issue. We still get bank issues. You'll go bank, they will tell you network no day. If at this stage you are still having that kind of issues, then I feel like we are still far. We still have a very long way to go before we are able to achieve that through cashless policy. Anyways, speaking on new things, around my area where I currently live, our family area, they don't do new road for us. And the road made this area for, I would say, for more than 20 years. Like the way it done this since that year. And so the road there, it don't chop. City, it don't cut for some places. Like water. You know when water, they carry things, they go. And the people should have the area, they help matters. You know Nigerians now, there's a way we are sometimes. Especially if like you're living in a suburban area or in a fairly populated area. You know, some people, though they put through their debt inside gutter, some people like, nobody, everybody, they think the same. And if you know, can't get people where they run this stuff, like people where they can't clean drainages, where they can't pack dirty, oh boy, that dirty go sleep with them out there. So now, what happened with that area with that? I think most of the gutters got clogged with sand. People, they threw their dustbin inside, all those stuff. So water no come they pass. So water no come they pass, it come they climb road. As the water they climb road, it come spoil our road. As the road come spoil, government and those people who are in charge, nobody really send the road. So for some time, we've even lost hope that it, over 20 years, they never do road for us. Sometimes they'll just come whine us, they'll say, they want to do road. Again, one time they come grade the road. As they grade the road, then leave them. They just come put a latrite, Jesus Christ. See dust. After dust, we suffer from dust. Because they can't scatter the road. You get some places, shall the scattering actually level the road though? Because you get some places where the water don't chop the road, reach one side. We be safe if they pass there with Okada. No day where people no go fall for there. If you sit down outside, you just watch the road, you will see when people they fall. People don't fall there with bag of rice. People don't fall there with so many things. So they can't use bulldozer, chop that place. As they can't use bulldozer for the place, at that time they can't put all this, their latrite, this red sand. Dust, we suffer dust. People can't they follow because the road is somehow busy too. People they follow the road where Okada will pass dust, motor will pass dust. Some people they see the dust, but they will see speed. I know when they speed like that, dust don't rise, it don't cover everywhere. If you leave your window open, like I kid you not, the kind of sand we will see this one, we the dust don't even pile up, city, you don't deform sand. So that's what we've been going through. Then I think was it late last year, we come here and you see they don't approve money, so they don't come to our route. The election not in here now, but when we had that, I was like, until the day I see bulldozer come, even when I see bulldozer safe, I never still believe. Until I see say they don't do the quota. Because if not bulldozer, when we don't see them, that's right, we don't see. Okay, we never see gravel on, but we don't see all those ones. So, all of a sudden, after my journey where I can't travel, can't do, as I can't come back before this election, I can still say they don't do the road. We never do the road finish up because the one with the front here, they work on Hampshire. They don't actually can't do gutter. They don't even clear the old ones. Maybe say they don't close with dirty before they don't unclog them. I can say, man, this is like a reality now. They tell you they don't even can't do culvert, all those stuff. And other parts of the road, like the ones not directly in front of our house side, they don't already do the road. So that whole day, we don't already see work they go on. Even today, self, they can't do some work. So yeah, that one day, like it's good to see stuff like this happening. Like this development thing, not be something we supposed to beg too much now, because Nigerians are hardworking people. People who pay taxes. We get so many civil servants, people where they work, people where they do business, where the government, the economy they profit from. So, and we get the natural resources, the manpower, the sense, we get youth population, we get creative people, all those stuff. So, not be something we greed, suppose, don't take over to this extent. Just sad, Sha. But I hope that the new government, like the people now we are electing, will be the people that will come and handle our problems and fix the roads and give us light. Like all this darkness, that this election was supposed, like me, the way I see this election, I reason like election, you see, the person we're to vote for, like if this election, Inza Ishigaskia, straight, the right candidate is someone who is supposed to come and listen to the cry of Nigerians. Like Nigerians are crying now. We know they find candidates who will come give us continuity. We define candidates now, like new leader who come make come out us from this darkness. At least move the Nepal light 24 hours. That's my own security light, education, other things. then the buckle. But just the basic things we people will get, at least healthcare. May they encourage our doctors. Even our students, people who are training, all those, may they encourage them now. That's just what Nigerians are looking for. Is that too much to ask? That we'll have talks coming outside to see if you won't vote for a certain party. You are threatening people. Why no kuku rule by force? Most of us no say, okay, now monarchy. So, that's just the disaster Nigeria has been going through and Nigerians have been facing. Because of election, people will die. Things we people know even supposed to die for. Things we for developed countries, people know they die for. Now, even for Nigeria here, some people are still going to the death for those things. I just hope, Sha, that at the end of this election, there's still hope for Nigeria. I just hope so. I just the only thing I feel hope for now, like this. So this last week, man, I haven't really watched anything new. I'm still watching Arrested Development, and which other show? Just Arrested Development itself this week. Oh. Even anime itself. Okay, I watched My Hero Academia. I think those are the two shows I majorly watched this last week. So coming down to music, I've been listening to a lot of Donga Mighty. I don't know why, since that time where I've been started listening to this in Ikeme Funa album. I always have it on my playlist. I try to discover new songs. I've been listening to some Amapiano style of music like that. Although I know to hold the names like that. And I know even Kong Siva. But yeah. Nothing really new this week that I listened to. Just like those Amapiano style of music. Then a lot more of Donka Mighty. Especially this his track Iheme Funa. And then Good Luck Jonathan and Isimbaka. Oh, or how do you even think they pronounce them? I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I know when they listen to podcasts, they long way. A lot of podcasts I listen to are mostly like 1 hour plus, like that. Sometimes 2 hours, 3 hours. There was a time I even listened to a podcast that was like 24 hours long. And I like watched the whole thing. Like I listened to the whole thing. Yeah, so then they like that. And a lot of the podcasts I listen to are Nigerian podcasts. So shout outs to all the Nigerian podcasters out there. I also listen to some anime podcasts and some business related podcasts, all those stuff. Then they, anything we define regarding any topic podcasting, you can search for them and I'm sure you'll find something entertaining. I've also been using ChatGPT, the AI that is very smart, Opnipa. Now God save now. Say before I end this podcast and I bring light. So yeah, I've been using ChatGPT and man, you just ask the thing stuff, it will answer you. The thing is smart too. I think everyone should try out ChatGPT. I'm sure you'll find it really interesting. So anyways, that's my Nigerian podcast for the week. And if there's any updates, I'm sure you can check my Instagram page, my Nigerian podcast, Facebook page, my Nigerian podcast for updates. Till the next episode of my Nigerian podcast. Bye-bye. Wait first. Sorry, I forgot to mention. Be careful when you speak about politics. Like, I had my experience this evening. I've been come out, see me, I go one barbing salon like that. So for the barbing salon, some people been to discuss about politics. All of a sudden, person been talk something, they been trigger another person, and the person reaction, man. It was funny that people actually get pissed off. Like, sure, if you are passionate about something, you can see how you get pissed off about it. But people then did their own villa. All of them, they do what they did, they chill. They sip their bourbon and their $150,000 champagne.
And you dey trenches, they follow person fight because of politics. Doesn't make sense. So anyways, try and be cautious and avoid political talks that might get heated.